And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. State lawmakers will take up a $45 million stimulus bill on Monday to help Colorado's child care providers stay open. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
40% of providers worry they will need to close permanently without additional public assistance. The Colorado Children's Campaign's Riley Kitts says unstable revenue and higher cleaning costs are pushing them to the brink.
Since the pandemic has hit, we've seen 10% of child care providers close throughout the state, which means that we have kids who need somewhere to go.
The stimulus bill consists of grants for providers to open up more slots for children, cover higher costs of operation, and even create new child care centers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's possible that lettuce and other produce can absorb PFAS, a group of human-made chemicals linked to a range of medical problems. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
PFAS are used in many consumer products, like some nonstick cookware. The chemicals can't fully break down and instead accumulate in the environment. A new Colorado School of Mines study finds that eating lettuce watered with PFAS-contaminated irrigation water may put people at risk for harmful health impacts. The study is based on simulations, not sampling. The state health department is assessing the data to determine to what extent the compounds may be contaminating irrigation water in certain areas of the state. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Another Colorado city may soon prohibit nicotine flavors to fight a dramatic increase in teen vaping. Loveland City Council this week gave initial approval for a ban on flavored smoking, chewing, and vaping tobacco products. Amanda Wheeler of the Rocky Mountain Smoke-Free Alliance says bans are unfair to law-abiding businesses like vape shops, and the products are for adults.
Adults really do depend on those flavors in order to stop smoking cigarettes, and that those flavors are not what's driving the youth initiation.
Those who support the ban say flavors lure young people to take up the habit, which has a variety of health concerns, including nicotine addiction. If approved on a final vote next week, the ordinance would go into effect in January. You're listening to CPR News.